Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Florida Fossilized podcast. My name is Andrew. We've been a little bit inactive for a while, just making this episode to let you guys know we're still here and to announce a few things regarding the podcast and the Florida Fossilized exhibit. With me, I have Aiden, our curator and paleontologist at Florida Fossilized, and he's going to talk a little bit about what we have down the pipeline and a new mini series that we're working on for this podcast. So take it away, Aiden.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Yeah. Like what Andrew said, we have some really exciting stuff coming through the ranks as we're still designing really cool ways and new things to integrate within our mobile museum. And one of those things that one of the design concepts that we always try to talk about is our museum is there to immerse guests within the time of these animals and not necessarily be, hey, look at these really cool and old bones and stuff. So one way we're really trying to do that is actually immerse the guest and the spectator or the listener to the environment in which these animals lived in. And so we are going to be launching a new mini-series here on the Florida Fossilized podcast called Florida Fossilized Case Files Unearthed. This is going to be a really cool immersive audio experience that is definitely going to make you feel like you're within the environment of these really cool prehistoric animals. And what's even cooler is that we're going to be integrating fossils that we have in our actual collections and on display, so visitors and even listeners like you can really connect with these prehistoric animals. And so we'll have Andrew, who's going to be our narrator for these. We have a script that basically takes people through a day or a couple of days within the life or a quick snapshot of these really cool sites. And some of these sites will actually include very famous dig sites all across the state of Florida, which includes the Hale Quarry, the Thomas Farm, Licey Shell Pit, the Love Bone Bed, the Inglis 1A, as well as a couple other sites, but those are a few that we have just lined up already. And these are going to be super fun. We're going to have some really cool ambiance and environmental noise and really try to bring you, the listener, into the environment of these animals.
Yeah, that sounds exciting and fun, and I'm definitely looking forward to working on this. So could you tell us a little bit about these different sites? Why are they significant? And just a note is these fossil sites preserve animals from an entire ecosystem. So it's not just like an isolated skeleton that's been found, you know, in addition to like animals that are still alive in Florida today. You know, there are various prehistoric mammals and megafauna. And so that's one reason these sites are significant is because they preserve, or most of them preserve, a whole ecosystem. So could you tell us a little bit more about them, Aiden?
So yeah, something we're actually going to be doing at the end of each short story is that we'll actually wrap up with a summary and kind of a brief description of why are we talking about the site? What makes this site super cool? And so if you're an actual visitor at one of our mobile museum setups, you can actually listen to this specific podcast episode about that site and kind of almost get like an audio tour like you would in big museums. And so this ending part to each of these short stories will talk, like I said, will bring people through why are we talking about this site? Why are the fossils you're seeing in front of you so important? Because like you said, these aren't just, you know, hey, we found a skeleton here, let's talk about this skeleton. We really want to make sure that we're including stories about sites in Florida that hold scientific significance and also really showcase, you know, how much stuff we had going on here in Florida, how much biodiversity we had. Because like what we talked about in our introduction episode, a lot of these animals aren't as alien or prehistoric as we once thought. And so by talking about these sites, we could definitely connect, you know, physical guests and listeners here on the podcast to what we're actually trying to convey within our mobile museum as a whole, which is, you know, taking people and immersing them within this prehistoric environment.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And we'll probably print out little cards that'll be on the display tables, and they'll have a QR code that leads to each specific episode. You know, if you're looking at a fossil from, say, the Hale Quarry, might be a QR code next to it that leads you to this episode so you can read it or listen to it.
Yeah, and in fact, the Hale will be our first short story that will be coming up. We are still in the works of actually designing these really cool kind of little exhibits, because of course, you know, we're not just a single exhibit, you know, we're multiple exhibits because we're a museum. So we'll have each little exhibit based upon these dig sites that will have a little QR code that will have that'll send people to that respective episode so they can actually put in some earbuds and either listen to that episode there as they're viewing the fossils and kind of have a, like what I mentioned earlier, like an audio tour, but or they could go back and listen to it later, kind of, you know, I would like to think, you know, sit there, close your eyes and really immerse yourself within the environments of these animals. And like what I said previously as well, is that we're not just going to be talking about, you know, random prehistoric animals that may have lived at the site. A lot of what we're definitely putting a lot of time into researching exact details about each site, you know, what exact environment were these animals living in. We're going to the literature, reading up about, you know, the paleo ecology and the biodiversity of each of these sites, and also highlighting some of the really important discoveries at each of these sites and using our actual fossils on display. So if we have a certain fossil, like I'm just going to use an example from our Hale Quarry episode, a little spoiler alert, but you know, we're going to be talking about giant armadillos in that episode. And so we're going to have a giant we'll have our giant armadillo, osteoderms and our toe bones that we have in our collections from the Hale Quarry out on display. And then, so it actually brings these little bones that most people just glance at and actually fleshes out the entire animal and brings it to life. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited about it, especially with all the noises and stuff. It's going to be definitely something I think, you know, no one has really attempted or integrated in the style we're trying to. So I think it's going to be super interesting.
And where can people find you online or on social media just to get in contact with you and find updates about Florida Fossilize?
Yeah, so for those who want to check out more about what we're doing, go check us out at floridafossilize.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and actually, we are now on TikTok. So you can follow us on all those platforms there. And of course, follow us here on Spotify or wherever you are listening to this podcast episode from. And yeah, we definitely have a lot of really cool stuff coming. It's definitely fleshing out to be something really incredible, and I'm cool. Just can't wait for it. So,
and are you at Florida Fossilize on all of those social media sites, or is it a different?
You should channel? Find it. Yeah, you should be able to find us underneath all the Florida Fossilize on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You'll find us underneath that.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and keep tuning in. And if you have any questions or comments or suggestions for future podcast episodes or something you want to hear about, you know, reach out on those social media platforms. And, you know, most of this podcast is going to be dedicated to paleontology in Florida, but we might have some episodes on other topics in the future and hopefully some longer episodes as well, just giving an overview and a little bit of educational material about prehistoric Florida. So, a lot to look forward to, and thanks for listening.